Today's share in the Daf Yomi is Tugmor Nedarim Daf Yud Beis. We're going to begin 9 lines from the top, almost halfway down the Daf already, on Yud Beis Amud Aleph. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas David Goldberg, David Ben Azriel Zelig. All the Shalom's we learn for should have an Aliyah from our learning. We're also learning for, and unfortunately this is going to be for a continued Refuah Shlema, a person who unfortunately got burnt, a young man, a Rebbe, and the Mitzvah Hashem, he should have a Refuah Shlema. His name is Reb Shimon Yaakov Ben Rachel Shira. And B'sol Shar Chol Yisrael, he should have a Refuah Shleima. He's having a burn surgery, a graft surgery, Mitzvah Shem, this Friday. Mitzvah Shem, we're going to continue learning every day for Refuah Shleima for Shimon Yaakov ben Rachel Shira. B'sol Shar Chol Yisrael. Okay, we begin the Gemara today. 9 lines from the top of Yud-Bez Amud Aleph with the words Meisvei. Now, Meisvei normally implies a question on the previous Gemara that we had. And in this situation, some understand the word meisvei as going on the statement that Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson made yesterday in response to Rava in regards to our underlying question. So some learn this meisvei as going on Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson, which I'll explain in a moment. Others, however, and you can see this in the Pirush HaRosh, on Dibur HaMaskel meisvei, he says that HaRabbi Eliezer Zal Gores Toshma. This is a new statement, and it really should be Toshma, and some say that this is just the normal, unusual languages that we find in Masechta Nedarim, that this starts off with Meisvei when it really would be Toshma. In any event, the Rosh does say that you can substantiate the Girsa of Meisvei in the normal sense over here. He says, Miu Lokasha Igar Sinan Meisvei. It's not a problem if we say that Meisvei, we're bringing a Brisa to challenge something that we had in yesterday's shir. So he says, that would be, Deparech L'Rav Huna Berei D'Rav Nosson Sheba L'Dachos Diri Rava. Rava had answered yesterday to Rav Huna Berei D'Rav Yeshua in regards to the question that we had on Yud Aleph and Mibes from Rami Rechamas. Let's remind ourselves. Now, I've talked around it. Let's go right into it. So we had said in yesterday's shiur that Rami Bar Chama had asked the following question. Harei alai kibsar zivchei shlomim li achar zrikas domim. Rami Rechamas had said that if a person says this item in front of me, this kikar in front of me, should have the same status as the basar from a zevach shlomim. A shlomim is allowed to be eaten after you do the zrika. And therefore, he said, what would be the status of this kikar that you said should be like the basar shlomim after the zrikas domim? And we had said it can't mean that it's talking about, he says it should be heter gomer, and therefore the kikar should be heter gomer, because that would be pashut, that isn't the question. In that situation, behatera komatvis, the hatfasa, what he's comparing the kikar to, is something that's heter gomer. So we said that Rami Bar Chama's question was, no, do we go and say that you compare it to the basar as it is right now, and therefore it would be heter? Or do we say, no, you compare it to the way the basar was originally, before the zrikas damim, even though you're saying now, after the zrikas damim, but you're saying, when you're comparing it, you're doing this hatvasa, it goes to the way it was me'ikara, bi'kara kamatvis, and then it would in fact be usr. And that was Rami Bar Chama's question. And Rava had given us a teretz and said, we can learn it out from Nosor and Pigol. I'm not going to go through the whole teretz again. And Rav Huna, Berei D'Rav Nosson, had said, no, that's not a good raya. Rava had responded to that, so the Meisvei, according to the Rosh, if you want to keep the gears of Meisvei, is going back and throwing a question on Rav Huna Bered Rav Nosson. In any event, we'll learn it nice and simple as really as Toshma. This is a brand new statement. Now let's go. Again, 9 lines in the top, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Meisvei or Toshma. Ezeu Isar HaAmur B'Torah. What is the Isar of neder that's written in the Torah? How does a neder take effect? When I say this kikar should be like a carbon, how exactly does that take effect? As the Rosh has the gears over here, this Ezo Isar Amar B'Torah, he says in Paragimel and Shvuos, Muchach Law, that this means Ezo Isar Neder Amar B'Torah. How does a neder go and take effect? So the Brisa says, if a person states, Omar, Hareini, Shelo Ochal Basar, Vishelo Eshtayayin. If a person says, now again, this sounds like a Shvua, some say he says it in the Lashon of a Neder. We'll leave this aside for right now. A person says, I will not eat this piece of meat in front of me, I will not drink wine. And he says, he's matvis it on, kiyom shemeis bo ovid. It should be, this meat and wine should be, to me, like the status of the day that the person says his father passed away. And the very common accepted practice in those times, and even today by many people, is that they fast on the day of the yahrzeit of a mother or father, on a day that you're allowed to fast. So many people don't eat on the day of the yahrzeit. And therefore, he's saying, just like I can't eat on the day of the yahrzeit, so too, this wine or this meat should be also to me to eat, just like the day of the yahrzeit. Now, this, according to many, is the source of the custom. Our Gemara is the source of the custom that a person doesn't eat or drink on a yahrzeit. Now, many people do. And where does this come from? So, since fasting is difficult for many people, and Niskat Nuadoros, we don't fast like they do in the olden days, so many people had the custom of making a Sudas Mitzvah. They would make a Siyam on a Masechta, on Mishnayis, they would make a Siyam that would be done on the day of the yahrzeit. Once you have a Sudas Mitzvah, you're allowed to eat. Once you can eat, so then you're allowed to eat the rest of the day. So that is also a very commonly accepted thing for a person who doesn't fast on the yahrzeit of a parent to go and make a Siyam. Unfortunately, I heard from a Rebbeim that today, when many people make a, quote, tikkun, so they just make the Kiddush. They just have the tikkun in the morning, but they don't have the Siyam with it. So the real ideal way is to go and make a Siyam if you're not going to fast on the yahrzeit. Again, anachas v'shalom, going against Minhag Yisrael, many people just make a tikkun and they make a bracha, le'ili nishmas, the niftar. Fine, I'm not here to go and tell people that they must fast on a yahrzeit or that they must make a Siyam on a yahrzeit. Again, this is the source, according to many, of the custom that people do fast on a yahrzeit. In any event, the person says this wine or this basa should be like the day on which his father passed away. Kiyom Shemes Barabba, or the day that his Rebbe passed away. And the Rush brings down over here, in Dibra Masko, Kiyom Shemes Bo'aviv, the Chulesi says, Urcha de Milsa, it was very common in those days, Litztair, for a person to cause himself discomfort, Biyom Shemes Bo'aviv, Urabba. A person would have a sense of tremendous loss on the day that a parent passed away, a yahrzeit, or on the day that his Rebbe passed away. So they would be Mitzair themselves by afflicting themselves by not eating. Or, he says, Kiyom Shenerak Bo'gedai Ben Achikam. We all know that Tzom Gedalia is commemorated because of the assassination by a Rosh Yishmael of Gedalia ben Achikam, who was the last remnant of Klal Yisrael after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. And this was a very, very sad day for Klal Yisrael. Really finalized, so to say, it was the final nail in the coffin of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and of the Tzibor in Eretz Yisrael after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. So that day is a day of fasting. So Kiyom Shenerak Bo Gedalia ben Achikam. Now, this day is already usher to eat, but as we'll see in a moment, the Gemara says that the person made a neder that he wouldn't eat on this day. And the person made a neder that he wouldn't eat on the day that his father died or that his Rebbe died. Or he says, Kiyom Shereisi Yushalayim B'Churbanah. Or he says, on the day that he saw Yushalayim in its destruction, so therefore the person had made a neder that he wouldn't eat on that day. And that's what Shmuel now tells us. This all works. Varma Shmuel. Shmuel says that this Bryce is teaching us that this Basar, or this Yayin, would be also only if the person made a neder. Vushenadur biyosayom. He made a neder saying that I will not eat on the day of the yahrzeit of the father, of the Rebbe, of the day of Gedalia ben Achikam's assassination, which according to many was not on the third day of Tishrei, but was actually on Rosh Hashanah. And they just didn't fast on Rosh Hashanah. They rated a nidcha. Every Tzom Gedalia, according to this, is a nidcha to Gimel Tishrei, which is after the first 2 days of the year, which are Rosh Hashanah. And then Shmuel says, you have to make a neder. B'yom Sharisi Yushalayim B'Churbanah. He made a neder. He will not eat that day. And now when you're comparing this Basar and Yayin to that day, it's to that neder not to eat. And therefore, this Hatfasa can take effect. Because as we pointed out many times already, you can't make a item Asr through a neder on something that was intrinsically Asr. You can't say that this Basar or Yayin in front of me should be like Chazir. That won't work. It has to be on something that you Asr because of a neder. So these days of not eating were all through a neder, Shmuel says, and that's why they're awesome. Now, what does that have to do with Rami Bar Chama's question? If a person said this kikar in front of me should be like basur shlomim, that is after the zrikas damim, does it mean that it takes effect on only after the zrikas damim or before the zrikas damim? Has this involve ourselves with that question at all? So when it says, hey, what exactly are we talking about over here in this brisa? So isn't it lav, kigon, dekoy, aren't we talking about that he's standing there, bichad, bishabo, demez, bo, avua, that this is the day that his father had passed away on. Now let's look inside in the Rani, in Dira Maschu, dekoy, bichad, bishabo, demez, bo, avua, to see what we're talking about. So he says, near Vienna, the Rani says, it appears to me, dehochi pirusha, that this is what we're talking about as going to be the proof to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Sha'omer, the person says, B'yom Echa B'Shabbos. He's talking here on a Sunday. Shehu B'yom Shemes Bo'ovit. And that was the same day that his father passed away, on a Sunday. L'minyan Chadosh. Kigon Echa B'Shabbos Rishon Shonisan. So this, now, he's standing here years later on the first Sunday in Nisan, which was the day that his father had been Nifter. And he says, Yehei Yom Zeh Olai Kiyom Echad B'Shabbos Rishon Shel Nisan. And he's saying over here that this kikar, this basar, should be offered to me just like the first Sunday in Nisan. V'afal gadi ketuva chad b'Shabbos deheterah. And even though there were subsequently many first Sundays in Nisan, this is a couple of years later, and he didn't fast every year thereafterwards, the Ran is telling us. So he's saying now, this meat or wine should have the same status as that first Sunday in Nisan years ago that I fasted, even though there have been subsequent first Sundays in Nisan that I have not fasted. And therefore, we continue in the Gemara, V'afol gav de'ika tuva chad b'shaba de'hetera, even though there have been many Sundays that were not fast days since then, nevertheless, the Braisa says, uktani osur. In this situation, it does take effect on the basar or on the yayin, and therefore, what do we see from here? Here's our raya, shma mina. The raya to Rami Bar Chama's question is that when a person makes this neder, that the kikar in front of him should be like basar shlomim, achar zrikas domim, he is actually referring to be'ikar hu matvis. He's actually saying, no, it goes like the original basar shlomim, and that's why the kikar would be osur. Because in this situation, this braisa is bringing to us a raya that even though there were subsequent days of heter, just like the basar shlomim is now heter after the zrikas domim, but you go back to the original day, the original first Sunday that he did fast on the day of his father's petira, and therefore, in this situation, we bring a raya. The question of Rabbi Racham is answered by saying you go basar ikara, the original iser status, and that's why the kikar is asur, it's nitvas onto the original status. So that's the attempted proof to Rami Bar Chama's question. Shema mina be'ikar humatvis. Mar says, no. The Shmuel hachi itmar. Because that's not the way to understand this braisa. Shmuel, when he said, v'omer Shmuel v'hu shenadur b'os v'ayom, this is what Shmuel was saying. Omer Shmuel v'hu shenadur u'ba me'os v'ayom ve'elach. No, it's only because he fasted every single first Sunday in Nisan since then. So that's why when he's standing now on the first Sunday in Nisan, and he says this should be like the first Sunday in Nisan, so he has had a continuous day of Isser on the first Sunday in Nisan, and therefore you can't compare this to the case of the Basar Shlomim Achas Rikas Domim, because now it's Heter. Original, we wanted to say that it was referring to something that were after days of Heter, we're referring back to the original Issa, but here it's been continuously Usr, and therefore Shmuel cannot be brought as a Raya one way or the other to what Rami Bar Chama questioned. Try again. I'm Ravina. Ravina is going to try to answer Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. Toshma. And here we have the Lashon of Toshma itself. And he says, Toshma, we learn the following. There's a Mishnah, actually, that we're going to learn in tomorrow's Shia, and it says, Kechalas Aaron. If a person says this kikar in front of me should have the same status as the chala of Aharon, which is truma, a type of truma, one of the matnos kuna called chala, and or like kitrumaso, or like regular truma, so then the neder doesn't take effect because this is something that is intrinsically also. This is like saying it should be like chazir, it should be like a pig meat, and that would not be a valid neder because it has to be on something that is only osur because of a neder. So it's not able to be matvis on something that's intrinsically osur. So if the person says this kikar should be like the chala of truma, the 1/24th that a individual takes off from his dough and gives to the Kohen, or like regular truma that you give to the Kohen, so then the neder would not take effect. And that's what tomorrow's Mishnah is going to tell us. If you say the kiko should be kichalas aron kichumaso, so then it would be mutter. The neder wouldn't take effect. Now, how is this a raya? So Gemara says that implies ha kichumas lach metoda, since it said specifically like the chalas aron, as opposed to the challah of a carbon toda. We mentioned already in yesterday's shir, and we'll mention it again, that there are 40 lachmim. There are 40 breads that are brought with a korban toda. Korban toda is a type of korban that is able to be eaten only for one day, the night before it and the day after it. And you bring with this shlamim type korban, which is able to be eaten, the toda is able to be eaten by all people. You give certain presents to the Kohen, and including in those presents to the Kohen, you give him one of the 4 different types of bread. So again, you have 3 of them that are matzah, that are not made out of chametz. Those are the chalos, the rikikin, and the revucha. So you have 10, 10, 10. Each of those chalos, rikikin, and revucha you bring is 10 breads. They're matzah, as the Rosh says in the Ramaskal, hakitrumas lach mitoda. And then you have the 10 that are made out of chametz, and you have to give 1 of those 10 of each of the 4 types to the kohen. Those are called the trumas lach mitoda. So Ravina is telling us, since the Mishnah in tomorrow's Shia tells us that only the Chalas Aaron is considered something that you can't be Matis and Eder on, implication being that the Chala of the Lach Metoda, the present that you give to the Kohen, the one out of each of the 4 categories of 10 breads that you give to the Kohen, if you will Matvis onto that, say the Kikar that I have in front of me should be like the Trumas Lach Metoda, that in fact would be Aser. So that's Ravina's implication from tomorrow's Mishnah. We turn to Yud Beis on the days, and how is this going to answer Rami Bar Chama's question? And he says, "V'ha trumas lach metoda is li achar zrikas domim hi." The normal way that you give the trumas lach metoda is that you give them after the zrikas domim. Before the zrikas domim, you're not allowed to eat them. So as the top Ran says, the kivan the lach metoda lo sharu biachila ad li achar zrika. You can't eat those. The person can't eat the other 9 breads, and the Kohen can't eat the 1 bread that's given to him from each of the 4 categories until after the Zrika of the Dam of the Toda. So then, Loma Yitrimu, O son, called Mechain. Therefore, you don't give it to the Kohen beforehand because he can't eat it yet. So therefore, Umi Diktani Aser, since nevertheless it says that it's Aser, Shmamina the Bikoron Komatvis. So this is Ravina's Raya. He says, from the fact that you can go and give the Slach Metoda only after the Zrikas Damim. And yet, at that point, it's Mutati. But we go back and say that this Neder does take effect if you say, like the Lach Metoda, through the implication. It's only the Lach Me'aron, the Chala, that is given as the Matnes Kahuna from a dough that is not able to be Matnes Neder. Implication being that the Lach Metoda can be. And since the Lach Metoda only given after Zrikas Damim when they're Mutter, and yet we say that this Neder does take effect, it must mean that you're going Me'ikora. That is Ravina's raya to answer Rami Rachama's question to say that you go Me'ikara. Where it says, no, not necessarily so. Ema, when we said in this Mishnah tomorrow that it's like only the Lach Me'aron as opposed to the Lach Me'toda, no, say no, the Lach Me'toda are included in Lach Me'aron. And what is it referring to? The implication, Ema Kitrumas Halishka, as opposed to these types of Truma that are not able to be matvis and eder, including the lach metoda, but the thing that can be matvis and eder, that's trumas halishka, not truma that you give to a kohen, but the truma that was given through the matzis shekel that went into the lishka and then was taken out at various points during the year, the 3 points during the year when they would do the trumas halishka. So that is definitely something that was made into an iser via neder that you're giving the Machzis HaShekel, and therefore that is the implication. Kitrumas HaLishka is Matvis and Eder and is therefore Aser. But Lach Metoda, as well as regular Chala, as well as Truma, they're not able to be Matvis and Eder. So the Gemara says you can't bring a Raya Ravina from tomorrow's Mishnah. The Gemara says maybe you can. Aval Trumas Lach Metoda, my. Based upon what you're just saying, you're lumping in Trumas Lach Metoda. It's mutter, it's just like the challah of Aaron. So then why do we say in the Mishnah, the challah of Aaron? You should have said a bigger raya, you should have said, lach metoda. Listen, lach metoda, the kosher gain truma also. And then I certainly would know all the truma and challah that we give to a kohen. If even the lach metoda don't matis an eder, so certainly then truma that we give to a kohen wouldn't be matvis and eder. So it's a bigger chiddush to say lach metoda if lach metoda are included in that. So why doesn't the Mishnah say lach metoda? Shemora says, and some have the gear soha kamashvalon, others take out the gear soha kamashvalon, and they say, no, trumas lach metoda, trumasuhi. That is exactly what they're referring to. When it says trumas aron, it refers to the lach metoda. It doesn't mean the regular truma. It means all of them, including lachmei toda. So therefore, bottom line is, you can't bring a Sarai Ravina from tomorrow's Mishnah to answer Rami Bar Chama's question. Another teretz to why we can't use tomorrow's Mishnah is v'ibayis eima. If you want to say that trumas lachmei toda nami kodem zrikas damim hu. In fact, you could give the truma of lachmei toda even before the zrikas damim. So lav davka is this a raya that it's after the zrikas damim, because in this situation kigon dafrishinhu belisha. Because if you wish to, you can actually give this before the Zrika Saddam, because when you're doing the Lisha, so that's when the Chiv already starts to take effect. So while you're doing the Lisha, you separate out 1/10 of each one of the four categories and you bake that separately, and then that is already given to the Kohen, even though it's before the Zrikas Damim. Once it's given to the Kohen, then it is Usur. So then in that situation, it would be in fact prior to the Lachmei Toda Zrika Saddam that the Issa takes effect, and therefore you can't bring a Saraya that Lachmei Toda automatically after Zrika Saddam, and nevertheless they're Asr. So even though Lachmei Toda are in fact able to be Matvis and Edda, you can't bring a Saraya because that could be before the Zrika Saddam and doesn't bring a Saraya that it's after the Zrika Saddam, and nevertheless it goes Meikara that it's Asr. So this Ibayis Ema also explains why the Mishnah in tomorrow's Shia can't give us an answer. And the Gemara says, I'll show you that, in fact, if you wish to, you could give the Lachmei Toda even before the Zrika Saddam, because the Chiyod Amar Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmua, because Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Seni Mishmua, Lachmei Toda Shafon Bi'arba Chalos Yotza. If a person didn't make 40 loaves of bread, he took the right amount, and he just made one big loaf of bread of the Chalos, one big loaf of bread of the Rikikin, one big loaf of bread of the Revucha, and one big loaf of bread of the chametz, so then, in that situation, yotze, he would be yotze. So you don't have to have 40 breads, you have to have the shear, but if you made it into one big bread of each one, you would be yotze. Ah, so what do you clearly see from here? That Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel, says that you can separate it out, even before the Zrika Saddam, even while you're just doing the Lisha. More questions, as it said, Baha Kusiv Arbaim, but the Torah tells us that you have to have 40 breads. Now, it doesn't actually state 40 breads, and some therefore have the gear, so v'ha bo'inon arboim, because the Torah doesn't specifically state that you need 40 breads, but the din is that it should be broken up into 40 breads. And this is a Gemara, as you can see, in Os Yotes, in the Hagos Yitzionim, this is a Gemara in Menachos, Daf Ayin Zayin, which the Ran alludes to in the Ramasel, v'ha ksiv arboim. So how can you bring just one large bread of each of the four different types? So it says, no, you're right, you're supposed to bring 40, that's 10, 10, 10, 10, that's lemitzvah. But you would be yotzei if you only made even one large bread of each of the four types. Where it says, v'ha boy lemishkal truma, but wait a second, you have to take off one of the 10 breads. Here's the proof from Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel. But you have to take off 1/10 of that and give it to the Kohen. And you're not allowed to take off an individual piece. You're not allowed to break these breads up and give part of it to the Kohen. You have to give the Kohen a whole bread. So how are you going to do that if you have only four breads? How are you going to tell me, the chitema, the shokul chod, the rift al kula? So you'll take one of these four breads. You'll take either the challah, the revucha, or the rikikin, or the chametz one, and give that one entirely to the Kohen. And the other three, you'll eat for yourself. Oh, that's how you go and do it. And you give the Kohen a whole bread without breaking it apart. So therefore, you yotze. But not, we learned in the Mishnah, in Menachos, from Daf Ayin Zayin, I just mentioned, and it says in Menachos, so echad mikol karban. You have to give one of the breads from each of the four types, which means shelo yitol mikarban al chaveri, that you can't give one on the other one. So you can't give two chalos instead of giving one chala and one revichin. So you have to give one from each category. So you can't give one of the four categories to cover all the other three categories. So that when you have four large breads, so you can't give one and to the Kohen and keep the other three for yourself. That doesn't work. Shelo yitol mikarban al chaveiro. And therefore, you have to give from each one. I can tell me, v'chitem v'dushok v'prusum mikol chavachad. Okay, so you'll take off a piece from each of the four large challahs that you made. You're not allowed to do that as well. But not, because we learned over there in Menachos as well. Echad, it has to be shelo yitol prusum. You have to give them an entire loaf. So we're stuck here. How could Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna Amar Shmuel say that it works to say that you give four large challahs that you can be yotze? How are you going to give to the Kohen his due? Ella, what must it be? the afrishinu belisha, that while you're doing the lisha, the kneading of the dough to make these four large chalos, so then you'd break it off then. So it's still in the dough form. So you give one of each of these smaller little ones, and then you have the larger loaf with the other nine portions in it. So the shakel chadim chametz, v'chadim in chalos, v'chadim in rikikim, v'chadim in revucha. So you take this large dough that you have of each of the four categories. You, while you're kneading it, break off a piece, that's allowed, and you bake that one separately for each of the four categories, and the remainder, the 90% of the remainder of each one of those categories of dough, you bake into one big challah. So you're left with one small challah and one big challah of each of the four categories. The small challah you give to the Kohen, the big one you keep for yourself, even though it's not broken up into nine loaves, it still is yotzeh, your yotzeh. You didn't do the mitzvah of having 40 breads, but your yotzeh with the shear and giving to the Kohen the proper amount, and therefore, what do you see from here? Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, Amar Shmuel says that you can clearly see from here that you're allowed to go and separate the Lachmei Toda before the Zrika of the Dam, while it's still in the dough form, which is before the Zrika of the Dam, and therefore you can't bring a Saraya to Rami Bar Chama's question from the Lachmei Toda. Okay, so we don't answer Rami Bar Chama's question. So Gemara says, maybe this question of Rami Bar Chama, Lema Ketanoi, it's actually a Machlokes Tanoim. What is a Machlokes Tanoim? From the following brayse, if a person says, Hare Olai Kibchor, he has either a kikor in front of him, or he has a piece of basar in front of him, and he says, this item, this basar in front of me, should have the same status, Hare Olai Kibchor, should be like the status of a Bechor. Now, a Bechor automatically becomes a Bechor, even though you're supposed to declare this should be a Bechor, it automatically becomes a Bechor, has the Kedusha of a Bechor, even if you don't say so. So, in this situation, if the person says, I matvis this basar in front of me to be the status of a Bechor, so there's a Machlokes Tanaim. Rav Yaakov says, it's Oser. He says that we view this Bechor as if it was a Neder, since the person has a mitzvah to go and declare it, so we view it as if it's something that's Nodar. And therefore, the basar that the person has in front of them, and he says, this basar in front of me, chulin basar, should be like a bechor. So Rav Yaakov says, that's a valid hatfosa, and it works. However, Rav Yehuda's matir. Rav Yehuda is the girsa that we have. However, if you look in the Hagos and Siyunim, Oz Zayin, he brings down that the correct girsa should be Rav Yossi. And he brings down a raya, the chaymuchach bin Nazir lehedja. It says this in the Gemara in Nazir, which parallels our Gemara. It says beferish Rav Yossi. And in fact, the Ran, Dibra Maskul, Lo de Kuliyama, actually says, Vafil Hochi, Rav Yossi Matir. So he says that this opinion is Rav Yossi, not Rav Yehuda. In any event, Rav Yaakov says it's Osir, the Basar is Matvis onto this Kibbechor, and Rav Yehuda or Rav Yossi says it's not Matvis, and therefore it's Mutter. This Basar is still going to be Mutter if you said Hare Olai Kibbechor. So let us say, Lemo Ketanoi, let us say this is Machlokes. Rami Rachama's question is actually totally on this Machlokes. How is that? Hechidami, what are we talking about? If we're talking about that this is before the Zrika of the Dam of the Bechor, and he's saying, let this meat that's in front of him be like a Bechor whose Dam is not yet been Ezrak, so then, of course it's Aser. So my time with the Mandashari. So then, what would be the possible rationale to say that it should be Mutter? According to this, we're saying that everybody, both Rav Yaakov and Rav Yossi / Rav Yehuda, would all agree that even though the Bechor has Kedusha automatically, min harechem, nevertheless, when the person states that this is a Bechor, that gives it the status of a Neder. So, according to this, that's not what they're arguing about. And therefore, everybody would say that if it was before the Zrikas Damim, that it definitely would be Aser. And then why in the world would Rav Yehuda / Rav Yossi say that it's Mutter? It's not Matvis on the Neder. The Iliach Zrikas Damim, if it's after Zrikas Damim, when it's perfectly permissible to be eaten, it no longer has the status of being Aser, so then my time is on the Aser. So then why in the world would Rav Yaakov say that it is Matvis, it's Mutter. So even if it's Matvis on it, it's Matvis onto something that's Mutter. So therefore, El Olav, mustn't this Machlokes Tanoim be in return to Yud Gimel Roman Aleph? The Machis Besar Bechor, we're talking about here that the Bechor meat that we're referring to is in front of us. As Tosu says in Dibra Maschel on Yubez Amid Beis, Lema Ketanoi, and he says, Kelomar, the Machis Besar Bechor Gabei, Li Achar Zrika, that you have Basar of a Bechor after the Zrika in front of you, and he says, V'omar Kazeh, Kazeh, and he says the Basar of Chulin that he has in front of him should have the same status as this Basar over here of this Bechor that had the Zrika Saddam. The Machis Basar Bechor, umachis basar the hech gabe, and he has the chulin meat in front of him, and he says v'amar zeh kazeh. So this chulin meat that he has in front of him should be like the status of this basar b'char achar zrikas adam. And that's what the machlokas tanoim is. The tanoihi, that you have Rav Yaakov who says that it's osur. He says matvis basar ikara, and Rav Yehuda slash Rav Yossi says it's mutter. Says no, you look at it in its current situation, which is its mutter. So let us say that this question of Rabbi Racham is actually machlokas between Rav Yaakov and Rav Yehuda slash Rav Yossi. What says lo davka? Lo, not necessarily. In fact, the kuliyam olufni zrikas damim. No, we're talking here that it's before the zrikas damim. I in that situation. Why would Rav Yehuda slash Rav Yossi say that it's mutter? My time of demand is share, because on my kra the pasuk says ki yidor neder ish ki yidor neder la Hashem. That's the full pasuk, and it says ki yidor, which means ad shi yidor bedavar hanador. It has to be something that is made usher via a neder, as opposed to liafuke bechor. The Dover Asu. Now we go back to our original explanation that says that the reason why a Bechor is Asur is because it's Kedusha Smei Rechem. It's intrinsically Asur. Yes, you have to state that I'm making this into a Bechor, but that's just Lemitzvah. But intrinsically, it's Asur. So it's more like Chazir. It has the same status as Chazir, according to the opinion of Yehuda Rav Yossi. And therefore, in this situation, even though it's before the Zrikas Damim and it's Asur, the status of that Isser, according to Yehuda Rav Yossi, is in fact going to be something that is not made Usser through a Neder, but is intrinsically Usser, and therefore it has nothing to do with Rami Bar Chama's question and can't be used as an answer for that. Rav Yaakov says that we go after the Neder, that this Bechor was made into a Bechor by the person's verbalizing that this should be a Bechor, and Yehuda slash Rav Yossi say no. It is intrinsically Usser, it's like Chazir, and the Neder can't be Tofes on it. So, therefore, this has nothing to do, it's not Lema Ketanoi, like Rami Bachama's question, because it has nothing to do with whether you go Basar Ikara or Basar Akshav. It has to do with whether you say that the Bechor has a Neder that makes it Usser, or do we know? We go by the basic thing that a Basar is Mikdushas Rechem becomes Usser. The Gemara continues with questions and says, Uman the Usser, according to Rav Yaakov, who says that you go after the neder that the person made, so how come? Why don't we say it has Kedusha Mirechem? So I'm going to quote, because he says, Ish ki yidor neder la Hashem. He says the extra word la Hashem is l'rabos dover Usser, comes in this specific case to include the Bechor in this potential for the neder to be matvis on, as opposed to other Yisroim where it's not. So again, that's a very good point. The extra word Lashem, what does Rav Yehuda slash Rav Yossi do? Uman Deshari. So what do they do with the word Lashem? They say the word Lashem, my Ovid Lay, what do they do with that? Miboy le lematvis bechatos v'osham. This comes to teach us that a chatos or an osham can be something that you've been matvis on. What's the Hava meaning to say that a chatos and osham should not have been something that you're making neder on, that could be matvis on? After all, you have to create a chatos and osham with your verbiage. So you're saying, this will be my chatas, this will be my asham. So one might have thought that since you can't bring them voluntarily, a person can't donate a chatas, a person can't donate an asham, they only come when you inadvertently do a sin. So you might have thought, without the word Lashem, that you can't be matvis onto a chatas or an asham. So Rav Yehuda slash Rav Yossi say, yes, you can. And that's what they need the word Lashem to teach us. So Gemara says, you basically have chosen to use the word Lashem to tell us that it's matvis on chatos and osham and not on a bechor. Why did you do it that way? Umari is l'rabos chatos yosham lotzis a bechor. Why did you learn it that way? I would have learned it the other way, that you should be marbe the bechor and exclude the chatos and the osham. So Gemara says no. Marbe ni chatos yosham makes more sense to be including the word Lashem to come to include that you can be matvis on a chatos or an osham because shu matvis benedi, because those are definitely made into being kedusha of chatos and osham by the person's verbal declaration, by his matvis, it with a notion of a neder. I'm declaring that this should be a chatas or nashim. Omotzi niyas ha-bechor, shu kadosh mimei imo. As I just said, the bechor is intrinsically kadosh mirechem, and therefore, if you have a choice, Lashem could be marbi either chatas or nashim, or the bechor makes more sense to be marbi the chatas or nashim. No, so now the other way, Uman the Osir, according to Rav Yaakov, who says that it is in fact Matfisa Bukhar. So he says, Bukhar Nami Matfiso Benedru. He says, no, the Bukhar was also a Lashon of a Neder. Where do we see that? The Tanya. Mishum Rabbi Amru, we learned in the Braisa, and said over in the name of Rabbi, Ryuda Nasi, Minayin Lenolad Bukhar Besoch Bay. So if somebody has a Bukhar born in his house, Shemitzvah Lakdisho, that he has a mitzvah to go and be Makdish as a Bukhar, even though it has Kedusha Mirechem, Shinemar Hazochar Takdish, because the Pasuk says that you shall make it, the Bukhar, the male, the firstborn, to this animal should be made into Hekdish. In other words, there is a mitzvah to go and declare it as a Bukhar, and therefore the opinion of Rav Yaakov is that a Bukhar is in fact Matvis the Neder, because it has a Neder attached to it, even though it's intrinsically Kadosh. No. What does Rav Yehuda / Rav Yossi do with that? Uman Deshari, what do they do with this statement of Rebbe? The Pasuk Hazocher Takdish, so they say, Kilo Makdish Le Milo Mikdash. And what happens if the person doesn't make it into a Bukhar? He doesn't state that this animal should be a Bukhar. He's not Makdish it. No, it doesn't have Kedusha's Bukhar. Of course, it still has Kedusha's Bukhar. So it's a very nice thing that the person should declare it to be a Bukhar. But even if he doesn't declare it to be a Bukhar, it intrinsically is also as a Bukhar, and therefore the opinion of Rav Yehuda / Rav Yossi would be that you can't be matvisit under normal situations. And the Pasuk Lashem, that comes to tell us that a chatas and an asham are included, but not a bechor. Okay? This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.